out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki. In this podcast, I'll be sharing some of the things that I've learned over the last few decades as a guitar player, as a composer, as a band leader and a sideman, as a researcher and student of music, and sharing strategies for practicing, improving your craft, and being a creative person in the modern world. These podcast episodes are audio versions of videos that I've been making over on Patreon for some time. So if you like what you hear, come on over to Patreon, Work with Miles Okazaki, and for the price of a cup of coffee per month, you can join into the community there, ask questions, get responses, make requests for new types of episodes, download special materials that I've posted, such as free books that I've written, exercises, computer programs that I've built, all kinds of things like that. And also, there are episodes that are primarily visual that are only posted there, such as specific technical studies on the guitar that require you to see what I'm doing, and things like sight reading. So, that being said, please enjoy, and best of luck on your musical journey. Video for Who Knows, one of those early Blue Note Monk tunes that is seldom played. In fact, there's no other recording of it except for the one on the Genius of Modern Music. They play it pretty fast, but in order to get the notes, I play it pretty medium. So you gotta kind of grab the bass notes if you want to hear the harmony, right? So it starts out with a G minor. I'm playing an octave, the melody in a low octave. This is where it is. So with the bass, with the G. That's in like a G flat 7. A lot of thumb in this one. So the chords are like, so that's a pretty nice on guitar. Just 3 and 1. Except, so you could get the, you could grab the A flat. I think it's maybe nicer just to get that at the end. So you're going like, so you go. First A section is like, right? And then the second A is slightly different. So it's song. That's the melody. Again, this kind of chord. Now this is a little awkward. I find that hard to play. This is the open strings. So maybe if it's a kind of, it's a kind of a compromise, but because this is easy, but to get, that's hard. So if you play it up here, this is easier. But this is harder than this. I guess I'd go with this one up here. So I'd go So however fast you can play that line is what the tempo will be for the tune, because that's the hardest part of the tune for me anyway. So it might be like, not good. So I'll sit there and I'll figure out kind of what that, that's sort of the upper limit of the tempo. Otherwise I'll be scrambling in that spot, you know. You could also go, but I like kind of like how you can get both of them if you like. So the second A. The octave, because it works better. A minor. And then you got this kind of, I think, kind of like it here. I use the open strings for the It's kind of hard, but gotta practice it. That's easy. Just 1 and 3. So that last part of the bridge, so you could get more detail on the chords. You go like you could do something like you can also get this chord. This is a tough one to get because I'm skipping one bass note to get that melody. The G7. See, I really want to get that G. And you could do it here, like. I think it's too much trouble because I like. That's much easier, and it's, I don't know if I'm going to be able to really make it to go just to get the bass note. So, and I like to keep the pick.
Oh, I'm sorry. It gives that melody a little space there, too. Tune, and I might play it like this kind of tempo.
That's it for today's episode. Thanks for hanging out. And if you'd like to see a video version, head on over to patreon.com and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you sign up through the browser, it's a very minimal fee because I'm trying to create a large community of guitar players and other musicians. If you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. But in any case, over there you'll find all of these podcasts in video form, as well as many that are not included here, guided practice sessions, listening sessions through favorite albums, discussions of repertoire, technical things on the guitar, philosophical things about creativity and making music. So thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your support of creative music.